Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
An exciting interview happening now. Joining us in the booth, we have David Eggleton and Otis Mace. How are you guys?
Good. Kia ora.
Yeah. How was your day?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah. Flew down from Auckland this morning.
Oh.
And yeah, it's good to be back in Dunedin again.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah.
Big journey. You guys spend a lot of time in Dunedin? Like,
I've
overall?
Been here a few times over the years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good to visit. Yeah.
Awesome. So, David.
I'm part of a poetry and music collective called Wild Cards Aotearoa. I'm performing tomorrow night at the Pearl Diver. So I've got a poem here for the Minister of Resource Extraction, I think he is, Shane Jones. It's called The Shane Jones Finger. The frozen fish finger, the blame finger, the stink finger, the whippity-doo finger, the can't lay a finger on me finger, the veto finger, the gold finger, the go-around finger, the don't fuck with me finger, the flirtatious finger, the furious finger, the why me finger, the yes you finger, the fatty finger, the messiah finger, the fuckery finger, the culpable finger, the both ways finger, the AI generated fake finger, the greenwash finger, the sock puppet finger, the foot and mouth finger, the chatbot hallucinations finger, the ancestral journey finger, the dance to Nutbush City Limits finger, the dance to the Macarena finger, the dance to the YMCA finger, Nutbush, Macarena, YMCA, the Shane Jones finger, the Shane Jones finger, the Shane Jones finger, the Shane Jones finger. It's both what you do and the way that you do it. It's both what you do and the way that you do it. It's both what you do and the way that you do it. Flip the bird like there ain't nothing to it. The Shane Jones finger. Yeah, so I kind of write political poems, I guess, about what's happening at the moment, and that's sort of one of them.
Well, I love that.
That was great. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, I especially enjoyed the musical element of it. You know, like you kind of transition into having a bit of a
So I mean that it's kind of like it is just kind of finding a way to talk about someone kind of critically, but also entertainingly.
Yeah.
And a sort of satirical poetry, I guess. And also I do set a lot of my poetry to actual music. And in the Wild Cards Collective, we'll be performing some of that tomorrow night at Pearl Diver.
Yeah. So you play while the poetry is going on as well.
David here performs with Richard Wallace in Wild Cards Aotearoa. And the show that I'm bringing to the show is a sort of a science fiction saga with songs, and it started its life as a salacious cabaret quite a few years ago, and nearly got a cabaret show going. Ooh. But COVID put pay to that, and so I thought, well, yeah, I may as well try to do it as a solo show with sound effects. My friend Robbie Halcrow down here, some musician that I played with up in Auckland, he's providing me with some sound effects that go with the story. And the story is basically two alien life forms steal a spaceship and get lost, and they find themselves listening to the music that leaks from planet Earth.
Ooh.
And they are entranced. And even though they're lost in the stolen spaceship, they still send Snooperscope down to the surface of our planet, and it kind of eavesdrops on different kind of situations. The first one they see is this character who's an evil, power-mad, someone who is incapable of love, as they have no love to give, but they use their power to entrap, to get the girl, as it were. This is a song by Jonathan Colton, who's a New York songwriter. It's called Skull Crusher Mountain. Welcome. Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. You've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. I made this half pony, half monkey monster to please you, but I get the feeling you don't like it. Hey, what's with all this screaming? You like ponies, you like monkeys. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know I ruined a pony making a gift for you? And I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree, but if you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my brain say I shouldn't kill you yet. Picture the two of us alone inside my silver submarine, while high above the waves my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere. And all those fools who lead their foolish lives, well, they might find it quite explosive, but it wouldn't mean as much to me if I didn't have you here. You know it isn't easy living here on Skull Crusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? Because I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you. And I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree, but if you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my brain say I shouldn't kill you yet. I shouldn't kill you yet. I shouldn't kill you yet. Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain.
Well,
oh my god,
that was amazing.
Anyway, that's that the aliens' so cool. First contact with Earth through their snooperscope from their stolen spaceship, and they go through various adventures and various songs that I sing, and then eventually they decide that Earth has GPS and they can find their way back to their planet Neutron Star. And but before they go, they download the entire musical content onto the squishy drive of their ship, and they realize that coming down to Earth, when a lovely planet dies, smoke gets in your eyes. And this is one of the songs from the show. They asked me how I knew our true love was true. Heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Whoa, whoa, when your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I laughed and then I gaily chaffed to think that they could doubt our love. Now today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride these tears I cannot hide. Whoa, whoa. So I smile and say, when a lovely planet dies, smoke gets in your eyes. Thank you. Yes, well, we hope that we can get lots of people along tomorrow night to Pearl Diver and see us play the and do the whole shebang, a great saga with science fiction themed and crashing different genres of music together to make it a musical kind of adventure for people.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're not going to go tomorrow, you're going to miss out like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds incredible, to be honest.
I'm so excited. It's actually really cool.
The artistry is so cool to see, like, the, oh my gosh, and the combination with the poetry and the physical art that's going to be there as well. Like, that's, my goodness, the storytelling through song is so cool.
So, I mean, Otis does, like, this whole show using science fiction themes and motifs in it. Whereas Wildcard's Aotearoa is more about Aotearoa and what's happening in this country, contemporary.
Yeah.
So I've got another poem about that. It's called Ode to Anger Management. He conducts anger management by group chat and then asks, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the angriest podcast host of them all? There's an angry man in the basement. There's an angry man at the door. I heard some very angry trolls who exert a toll from under the bridge are very angry men. There's anger in the water and anger in the buzz that's coming from the termite mound. That's next to the angry paper wasp nest. That's next to where those bees have their honey stored. A little anger here, a lot more anger there. That wants to anger me in the middle of your angry sea. There's anger that sounds the knell of doom, anger of elephants going rogue on Zoom. More angry hyenas howl from the White House roof and hold up angry disinformation as the proof. They cast their anger on those troubled waters and bring the angry manufacture of consent by angry MAGA madcaps and other angry gents. There's angry white noise of destinations unknown, angry authoritarians angry on the phone who seek to address angry wrongs of the past with more angry wrongs of the present. All the bosses angry about tariff losses. Behind an angry hedge, you'll find an angry fund that wants 10 angry years to save an angry world. And we need to rationalise our angry persecution by appealing to your very angry paranoia. Bang it out, smash it up, go boom in your face, then snigger, it wasn't me to make them angry.
Oh my gosh.
That's phenomenal.
That's so great.
Wow, how long have you been writing poetry for?
Since I was very young. I just keep on going.
Yeah.
I write poems, like I say, about what's happening in Aotearoa. And kind of like when I get a chance to pop up and read a few poems out, I do take the opportunity. So, like Pearl Diver tomorrow, we'll be performing some of our work there. More poems, more kind of relevant stuff about what's happening. So I like to keep my finger to the pulse and ear to the ground and all that kind of stuff. And then kind of like just find a way of articulating it through the language that is a common speech, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that combination with, the inclusion of very real political and social issues going on that you're addressing in your poetry, I think that's going to be fantastic, especially even maybe for students like us who, I know that basically everyone on this campus cares a great deal about the world and the various issues that we've got going on.
Sure, yeah. So. I can relate to that. It's just finding places where you can actually get a platform to say your pieces can be quite difficult. There's like a lot of stuff around, but actually, I don't want to use the word truth, but telling how it is, is kind of like it's becoming more and more difficult to actually articulate and get it across because there's so many conflicting viewpoints out there and stuff like that. So, yeah. But, yeah, we're doing our bit. So Wildcards, Aotearoa, Otis Mays and Robert Scott tomorrow night at Pearl Diver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely go.
It'll be a great show. We hope everyone can come along. It'll be really cool. Yes.
Yeah. How did you guys end up teaming up for this project?
I've known Otis for quite a while. I used to live in Auckland many years ago, and we kind of used to perform a lot.
Yeah,
but basically, old school punk rockers who want to keep going.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes.
So we've been around for quite a while and performing together on and off. So every little while, we get sort of get together and do stuff together in combination, depending on circumstances and stuff like that. So
it just
so happens that here we are.
Yes, indeed.
In Dunedin.
Yep.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Going to do a show tomorrow. Yeah.
Right. Pearl Diver tomorrow night. Yes. Yeah. Come along.
With Robert Scott.
Yes. Yes.
Totally. Yeah.
Do you guys have anything else more to share? Any more poetry or music?
Well, I could do a quick bit of another song if you like.
We'd love to hear
the song for. The song for the aliens once they do get GPS and they find that they can get back to planet Neutron Star and they realize they're going to get a slap on the wrist for stealing a spaceship, but they promise themselves a really good holiday at their famous galaxy, famous resort, and that resort is called Fittuck Ridge. Back to Neutron Star, gonna have a real fun time. Yeah, I'm going back to Neutron Star, gonna have a real fun time. Gonna get some flames and get some fire in a loved up frying slime. Cause there ain't no sense in torching chickens or counting some old bridge. Ain't no sense in torching chickens or counting some old bridge. Only thing that's worth a damn is up on Fittuck Ridge. Fittuck Ridge, over on Fittuck Ridge, up on Fittuck Ridge, way down on Fittuck Ridge. Cause the only thing a rambler needs is a valley and a hill, yeah. The only thing a rambler needs is a valley and a hill. But don't get lost up Fittuck Ridge without your iron pills. Alright. String of pearls and I'm waiting for the rain. Yeah, we're waiting on a string of pearls and we're waiting for the rain. Cause once I'm up on Fittuck Ridge, I don't feel no pain. Way down on Fittuck Ridge, over on Fittuck Ridge, up on Fittuck Ridge, way down on Fittuck Ridge. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you mix it all together in a great big vat, because you know some people like to keep their cookies in a cookie jar and a pizza in the fridge. Some keep their cookies in a cookie jar and a pizza in the fridge, but ain't no flavor can compare to the honey you can find that's up on Fittuck Ridge.
Wow. Well, I feel like that's going to be enough spoilers if you want to find out the rest of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I just want to hear everything now. So
good, yeah. Well, come along to Pearl Diver and you'll hear the whole story. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You can get tickets from undertheradar.co.nz.
That's right, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And also Robert Scott has very kindly agreed to come in with us on this gig, and he's going to be playing some of his original songs. And it'll probably be, the lineup will be Robert Scott playing, and then I'll do the Planet Neutron Star show, which is a short saga, and then Wildcards Aotearoa will finish off the night.
Yeah, so we're a collective of, like, I do the lyrics and the front man vocals, and Richard Wallace, who's a local guitarist and soundscape composer, he's come up with some backing tracks for my poetry. And we've also been joined by Hiliako Iaito, which is a local musician, reggae-style bass player, who's going to perform on a few tracks with us. Yeah, so
that's
us.
Super cool. Yes.
What time does the set start tomorrow night?
Oh, it'll start around 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't go. It sounds pretty fucking
Please
cool.
come, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes. Awesome. Well, it's been great having you guys in the booth with us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you and listen to the tunes and the poetry.
Yeah, no, it's been a real pleasure. So thank you so much for taking the time to come and promote this and entertain us.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for
great
having
to hear
us.
You're Radio 1? Yeah, cool.
Yes, indeed. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, all right. Well, one more time. Check out Planet Neutron Star tomorrow at Pearl Diver, 8 p.m. You can get tickets from undertheradar.co.nz.
Thank you so much for coming, guys. You're listening to Radio 1.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.